Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Davidson Yukioki, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Davidson.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from July 7th to 13th. What did we see happening across the province over this past week?
So last week we had some warmer temperatures, increased sunshine, and of course some limited precipitation in some areas. This allowed the land, the fields to dry, and now allow crops to catch up. Our producers made huge progresses in terms of spraying, and most of them began haying. However, the high humidity did slow down some drying. Producers remain optimistic in terms of yield while monitoring for disease and pest and localized weather impacts. We did have some storm activities with the system that moved in, bringing varying amounts of moisture depending on where you are in the province. In the PA area, they had as high as 88 millimeters of rain, followed by Foam Lake, who had 72, and Blaine Lake and Redberry had 65 and 62, respectively. Despite the relative warm weather and with some areas drying up, the topsoil moisture still remains adequate. Our cropland is currently at 80% adequate, with 17% being surplus. Hayland is at 83% adequate, while 14% is surplus. Also, pasture land is currently at 84% adequate and 9% surplus. In terms of crop development, it varies considerably across the province due to differing environmental conditions, but most of the crops are currently at normal stage. Just to mention a few, fall series is currently at 82% at normal stage right now. Spring cereals and the oil seeds are in the 60s, while pulses are 76% at normal stages of development at the moment. It's a good look right now, and we hope that this spills over into the yield, and we have great harvest at the end of the year. In terms of crop conditions across the province, it also varies, but the cereal crops have the highest proportion rated as excellent, and then this is followed by the oil seeds and the pulses, which follows closely behind. In some areas where there is moisture-induced related stress, we do have some poor conditions, but those are in weather-impacted areas. In terms of hay, 10% of the province's hay has received its first cut, which is either been baled or silaged. 20% has been cut, and then 70% remains standing. In terms of quality of the hay, 27% is excellent, 66% is good, and then with just 6% being fair and very insignificant numbers of being poor. This year, I say hay is in an excellent place. We do have some areas of damages where producers in the east central region, the north east region, and the northwest region are reporting minor to moderate damages due to excess moisture and some hail. Additionally, we have some damages due to gophers with cuts across the province. Overall, pest pressure remains low, but producers are monitoring the fields for any changes. At this time, fungicides and insecticides are being applied crops in areas where we have excess moisture and prolonged canopy humidity, which create favorable conditions for disease development. So give or take, in the coming weeks, growers are spraying fungicides and finishing up the hay, and definitely planning towards harvest.
What primarily will be
Okay.
happening over the next week or so?
So over the next week, if the weather stays remains the same, I would say it will give a splendid or a great opportunity for the crops to catch up. The high temperatures and the minimal rainfalls will allow the fields to dry, and then the heat units will result into growing units, and the crops will grow tremendously. In the next week, I am assuming growers will be on the field scouting and checking crop conditions. In particular, they should be scouting for cabbage seed pod weevil and of course the beta armyworm in canola. So scouting, spraying insecticides and fungicides, those are the things that will be happening in the coming week.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
Producers should be reminded to prioritize safety and exercise caution when working in the field and around farm equipment.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Davidson Yukioki, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.